I wonder if anyone else could go for some cuddles right now. Having me lay on your chest. A cute height difference, because we both know I'm so fucking short. And, of course, it'd be lovely. I'd be the little spoon. You'd be trying to rub your hard dick against my entrance. Or maybe between my legs. And I'd be pretending to ask you, what are you doing? And you would just say nothing, an inch closer, closer. I know that idea really gets you going. Thinking about cuddle fucking me, making the next move. It sounds lovely, but you know what would be better? Going to bed. I know that's something you're probably avoiding doing. I'm gonna ask you that after you listen to this, that you consider going to bed so you won't be a cranky fuck in the morning, being mad at people because you decided to scroll through some girls' pictures on Reddit. That's not a good reason to lose sleep. So make sure that you make yourself come really well and that you go to bed, because I'll be more upset at you being sleep deprived because you didn't jerk off to me than if you do and then go to bed if you can. And if you're one of those people that should be working right now and you're listening, don't let me catch you. I'll get you in trouble. Do you like my little empty threats? I thought it'd be a nice contrast. It's almost Christmas. And I know many of you have heard my Christmas audio about fucking me under the Christmas tree. What about under the mistletoe? I feel like that might be even better. Possibilities are endless. Whether it's under the tree, around the room, by the presents, maybe the table, by the fireplace, your chair, your bed, the shower. Honestly, since it's Christmas and I'm in the giving mood, I'll let you decide where you come. My mouth, my chest, my ass, my pussy. Up to you. I just want you to paint me. Can you do that? That's all I ask for. Alright. Time to go to bed. No arguing. Go to bed. Good night.